Looking at Matthew chapter 6, I've enjoyed looking back through some of the Beatitudes. But the other day we were sitting in a meeting and just talking about different things that were going on. And so I just kind of opened my Bible, and not very often do I do this, but basically where it fell open, I just looked down and started reading. And when I looked down and started reading, it was Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for today is its own trouble. Now, I realize that most of us will probably not use the word anxious, or we wouldn't use the word worry, because then that would be like we would be concerned about something, and we know that that's not what our Heavenly Father wants from us. That's not the way Jesus wants us to live our lives. And so, as you face today, I realize that there are so many things that are different, changing, catastrophic things, Israel things, Highlands County things. But I also want to remind you of this verse, Matthew chapter 7, or sorry, Matthew chapter 8. When he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. Behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Oh, you little faith." Then he rose, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" When we said yes to the gospel, we were actually not only saying yes to the forgiveness of sins, we were saying yes to, you know what? No matter what the waves are, we have someone who's bigger than the waves. We have someone in the midst of all that, because Jesus is with us. We know that the boat will not go down. And so what a neat way to live life. And there's others. I mean, if you just kind of look through Matthew chapter 8, you got the cleansing of the leper, the faith of the centurion. Jesus heals many. The paralytic person is in chapter 9. Miracle after miracle, situation after situation that was overwhelming, but because Jesus was there, things were just different. And so I don't know what the concern of anxiousness might be, or I don't know what health thing or things are going on with your neighbor, your children, your grandchildren, spouse issues. I don't know what the situation might be, but because we have Jesus, we know it's going to be okay. We know that he's in the storm with us. We know that at some point, I mean, just think about the Matthew chapter 8 part. He took fishermen on purpose, put them in a boat, allowed the waves to be big enough to where they're like, oh my word, they're frightened. So you got seasoned fishermen that are frightened. And then verse 27, and the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" An opportunity to call their heart to worship, an opportunity to call their heart to say, wow, this Jesus is amazing. Maybe he is the Messiah. Maybe he is the Savior. And obviously later on, as you read through the book of Acts, you're going to They're going to get the Holy Spirit, and man, the gospel is going to go forward and life is going to be different. And so whatever it might be for you today, lay that at the foot of the cross. Whatever it's going to be for you tomorrow, lay that at the foot of the cross. Know today that all things work together for good for those who love him. Know today, Romans 8, nothing can separate you from the love of Christ. Know today that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Know today that power is made perfect in weakness. know today that when we cry out to the Lord and ask Him for things, that He hears your voice. He might not answer the way you want to, but He's listening to you. Thank you for joining us on this Friday for Let's Talk. Jesus, I thank you for your word that you have left for us, the navigational tool in our lives that we need. And so may we, as your sons and daughters, desperately cling to the truth of the scriptures, help us not look to the right, to the left, to an experience. But this is what you said, and because you said it, we know you're going to be there and be with us. So we love you, Jesus, and we're depending on you today to be our strength, to be our hope, and whatever we might face, for your glory, it's your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.